Before by Charles, Alicia, Faith, and Rich. The water rushed past my hands. I stuffed my mouth full of luscious salmon berries. This was my perfect life.
Dinner's ready, Shika.
That was my grandma, Shashka, one of the most respected elders in the village. I picked up my beautiful woven basket and ran back to our longhouse. What's for dinner?
Smoked salmon and fresh corn.
This was my favorite dinner. Once dinner was finished, Grandma tucked me in and told me my favorite story, Cloudwalker. Slowly, I drifted off to sleep. Always thought my life would be this great. Every day, I could go to the river and play. But this was before. Before the Europeans, the truck, the school. It began in fall with two people. I woke up to the sound of shouting and rushed footsteps. I peeked outside, and to my surprise, I saw a grand boat. Not a canoe, strangely. I looked a bit closer and saw two foreign people talking to Grandma.
Hello, do you want to trade? We have metal tools, hats, claws, and metal tools.
They came to our village looking for things to trade. We got metal tools, fancy clothes, and rare ores. The next day, they came back.
How about more tools? You never can have too many tools. It's only for some of your fur.
Governor Elizabeth, we found a tribe of First Nation. Near that coast of Newfoundland, we traded tools for fur.
Good job. Gather people who are willing to immigrate to Canada. Next year, we will build a city at Newfoundland.
My little Shika, come here. I am very ill and in poor health. I fear I must wave goodbye to my people. Be strong, my Shika.
I stood there, speechless, unable to move. I didn't understand. It wasn't fair, but I wasn't prepared for the worst to come. They came. They killed. They took. They were the Europeans. I never could forget the wretched, inhumane, cruel, brutal, merciless, and ruthless ways of the Europeans.
We're here for your children. They will be fixed so they can be proper humans.
Obey and no harm will be done. They will be back every summer. We have special schools to educate your children.
The adults started to whisper to one another. I heard one say, "We have no choice. We're helpless without a choice." Out of fear, we obediently filed into the truck, yearning for our lives back. I can never forget what they did. I wish it were before again.